Joining us this morning, we have Baxter County Judge Liddy with us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
Good. Glad to hear that. And Sammy Raycraft is in with me as well. I think he's got some good questions for you. I was just kind of going to ask you how things were going in the county and ask a little bit more about the award you gave to Greg Greetham. Is that his name?
Yes, Greg Greetham. He's our safety coordinator, and David Stoltz, the OEM. Mm-hmm. At a conference I went to here a while back, they had some plaques laying out there, and I didn't even know it, but Baxter County was recognized for the safety efforts and no claims in 24. So anyway, we presented them with that plaque, and Greg has been with us about a year now, and he's done a very good job, has a military background, so he worked in that kind of stuff, and he's done a very good job.
Well, congratulations to him, and congratulations to Baxter County for that. Sammy, what did you have for the judges?
Well, speaking of the Office of Emergency Management, your crews are back kind of full-time on that cleanup. We still haven't finished up on all that spring mess.
So we've starting to wrap up our road projects that we had to get done prior to winter, and we finished chip and sealing the last one yesterday. Have a few more things to clean up here and there, but anyway, we've got two crews running now, and may have three here for long. Try to get this brush cleaned up from the tornado.
We still kinda, a good amount. Like, could you give there, a percentage on how far
I'd say
we've
maybe 60%. You know, we've cleaned up, and most of it's still down south. And we got Hand Cove cleaned up. May have to make another run over there, but anyway, we got that cleaned up and down in that area. But I know some folks have been impatient, but I just ask them to be patient because we're coming back around. So,
well, I bet the boys are pretty motivated by these 40-degree mornings we've been having.
Well, it'll sure make cleaning up brush a lot easier, won't it?
Yeah, I feel like it would. We got that big political forum coming up on Monday morning at Raps. Are you going to be out there?
I'm going to try to make it to that. That's Monday evening, right?
That's right.
5 Monday o'clock, 5:30, something like that.
At Raps.
But yes, I'm going to try to make it to that, and I look forward to that. I'm glad I'm not involved in it this go around, but anyway, I look forward to listening, see what's going on.
What, you miss the debating?
No, I don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Watch other people squirm, right, and have to go through that. Anything you're interested in seeing from any of the particular candidates? Or?
You know, not really. I just, I like the kind of folks that believe in operating smoothly, and you know, and most things that I deal with quorum court members is just doing business. I mean, it is what it is, and very very few times that I've been around, even when I was on the quorum court back to 2015, there's very very few things that's ever controversial on the quorum court as far as that dealing with. It's just doing business and doing what's right for the county, really. So.
How's the health unit coming along?
We have a meeting today at 10 o'clock, okay. So we're starting to meet once a month on that. Things are going good. I'm not hearing a whole lot out of it, and I'm glad we got started with it because it took it off my back and put it on the construction managers watching over it. But they're pouring some footings down there and stuff, so we'll find out a little more
starting
today.
Starting to make progress on that, you mentioned, of course, you guys are wrapped up a lot of the projects you had to get done before winter. Anything else major on besides the brush cleanup the county's wanting to get wrapped up or as we head into winter to work on?
No, so hopefully we can, like I said, get a couple, two or three crews growing on that, and then we're going to start what's called an asphalt zipper, where we go in and zip up, I'm going to say just tear up so people know what I'm talking about. Some of these old chip and seal roads, it's beyond repair, and we'll grind them back up with this new zipper that we have and get them ready to either overlay with asphalt next year or re-chip and seal. So we're going to try to do, next year be my third year, but right now we're going to try to schedule more miles of road repair and redoing than we've done since I've been here.
Of course, people always want to know, is it my road? Any particular, can you name any specific
roads?
They've
got a list out there, and I kind of let them do that, and I've seen it, but to quote it to you, I can't. I know several of them are on the east side of town that we're going to work on, out around County Road 419, and I believe Olds Road out in that area, and we got one down off of the River Road down by Gaston's. We're gonna redo it, so
yeah, that one's
they've got a list, but I can't quote that to you.
Yeah, that one's a mess down there in Lakeview. Yeah. Everybody thinks their road is most important, like Sammy said. Do you get a lot of phone calls on potholes, road damage?
So get a lot of calls on what I call requests. You know, some people look at them as complaints. That's what we're there for, to request us to do things for them. So very few requests on, hey, can you pave my road? I get a lot of requests on grading my road, potholes, and that type of stuff. But
plus, you guys can't always see everything that's happening, so it's good for people.
And that's
to call
why them. We have a 40-man crew out there to go do them things. So I look at it as requests to fix things that we're there to fix.
That's a nice way of looking at it, Judge, and a good way of looking at it, a positive way of looking at it. As we move forward into the winter months, we all have to stay a little positive about road work. Remember that those state highways, these guys don't have anything to do with.
No, I get lots of calls on state highways, too, but we sure don't. We can't do anything
just
on state
highways.
Just
because it's in the county doesn't mean you can fix it.
That's right. Yeah. It's got
to
be a
Judge,
are
we
going
to see you out at the square this Saturday?
So I'm going to try to make it out. Saturday's a busy day for my wife and I. We're going to try to go to that, and then Lincoln Day Dinner over across the lake at the Norfolk Resort.
That's right, yeah.
And we're going to try to make both of those. So.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice of you to stop in and give us a few minutes of your time. Again, they have an open door policy over there. I love the fact that you did that a few years ago. I think there's always pretty much been an open door policy.
Yes.
I mean, we are not a huge county. That's one of the nice things about living here is I can run into you or the mayor downtown and we all stop and say hello.
Absolutely.
You know, I had my family in from out of town. We ran into you at the farmer's market. Yep. And then I ran into mayor. Not 20 minutes later at Buzz's Pizza. So
easy to find.
Yeah. It was nice to see you. And always good for you to come in. You come in at the beginning of the month and kind of let us know what's going on in Baxter
County. First Wednesday every month. Always look forward to it.
I thank you very much. Thank you, Sammy, for helping me along with that.
Here's to cooler weather, right?
Yes.
Judge?
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm ready.
I know he likes it a lot.